Gee, you need some more Kleenex?
Huh? You want me to breathe?
You're stuffing your bra with them things?
Yeah, don't use that for the opening.
You want some comments? We just got comments.
Welcome to this week's edition of the Weekly Travel Alert. I'm Steve Glenn.
I'm Paul Glenn.
Every week we put together this great Weekly Travel Alert podcast. It basically mirrors the Weekly Travel Alert email that we send out to 100,000 people. In the last 35 years, Paul, we've been putting together a list that started as a fax list, believe it or not, and then grew to a computer fax list, and then came along the internet.
I remember the old dial-ups going when things were going, and that fax machine would be pounding those out all day long. Yeah,
you'd hear that all day long in the back room.
Because it would go through the list, and then if it couldn't get through, it'd go back through, and so, yeah.
No, now we send out 100,000 emails on an email server, and it's amazing how people all over the world, literally, get this. So every week I also get things like people that retire and they say, hey, I've been getting your email for 20 years and I retired.
Add my personal email.
Yep. Yeah, and please add my personal email. I even got one. Get this. I did a honeymoon for a couple 37 years ago and their son is doing a honeymoon with us now 37 years later. And so now, hopefully, maybe you'll get the grandchildren.
There we go.
Okay. Say, hey, we're having fun today. This is a great list we have for you. Today's list, Paul, deals with the top domestic locations that people search for on Google for traveling in the month of June, July, and August. So these are where people are going.
Okay.
These are the hot spots. Everybody comes up to me and says, where are people going? What is hot?
Where should I go?
And these are the domestic locations. Are you ready?
Let's go.
The first title on this week's Weekly Travel Alert starts off with, here is a list of the top 10 domestic destinations people are planning to travel to this summer, Paul. Some of these are surprises. We're going to start off with number 10.
All right.
And number 10 won't surprise too many people. Very popular. Number 10, Boston. It's Beantown. Boston Beantown. It's one of my favorite cities to walk around.
It's a great walking city.
Yeah,
yes.
And great foods, great restaurants. We've gone there for conventions.
I'm there
every
July for a meeting.
I've got
one of my annual meetings there. So, and if you stay in the heart of downtown, you have easy access, walkable to pretty much everything you want to see. So it is a great city.
One of my favorite restaurants that I tried, I don't know if I'd like it all the time, was a fondue restaurant there. What was the name of that? I can't remember. It's a national one. Yeah.
The Melting Pot.
The Melting Pot, yeah. Yep. And you get the cheese and the chocolate and all the stuff in there.
So that's where your granddaughter gets it, because that's her favorite restaurant, too. And they'll travel all over the place just to go to the Melting Pot.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, well, those are lots of fun. That's Beantown number 10. You ready for number 9? Here it comes.
Keep her going.
Denver, Colorado.
Okay.
Now, Denver used to be one of my favorite cities. Now it's just so messed up. I would never go to Denver.
I'm kind of surprised by Denver, and I would almost question if it's Denver's where they're flying into, and then are they going beyond? You know, during during the summer months, which is what we're looking at, up into the mountains,
hiking, biking,
all those types of things. So that would be a destination I would pick to go find some cooler weather than what we'll have in June, July, and August.
Number 8 is Honolulu, Hawaii. Always year-round, probably Honolulu fits in.
That one kind of surprises me, though, for summer, just because that's one where that's a destination I would look to go to when I'm trying to find someplace warmer than here, get away from the snow. I did see another list that, kind of outlined all 50 states, and it said, where you go if you're rich, and Hawaii was the one state that lit up for the color of where the wealthy go.
Really?
Yep, the top state for the wealthy.
Well, it's very popular because some people don't like going to Mexico, so they go to Hawaii.
Doesn't require a passport
either.
Beaches without some of the requirements.
Great beaches, great weather. And, of course, the only cloud over it is the fire that took place on Maui. And our hearts and prayers go out to all the people there. But it seems like it's coming back to the other islands and even part of Maui that's away from that area where the fire was. So Hawaii is still a very good value, and you just don't go wrong. Some people come back from Mexico and say, that wasn't for me.
Yeah.
I've never heard somebody come back and say, Hawaii, that wasn't for me.
I think that probably goes to the point of where that other survey I saw was, is, you know, if it's not about the money and the what you get from going to Mexico, where you get the great value and the all-inclusive, if paying for your drinks and your quality meals is something that isn't part of the decision-making process, then I think Hawaii is the place you go.
You know, I've been guessing for years that Hawaii would someday break out and offer an all-inclusive package. I didn't think it would be the top hotels, but I thought it would be somebody that's fighting to get to the top.
Three-star hotel.
Three-star.
That wants to have something that differentiates it from everything else.
Wonder why that hasn't happened.
I still think most of that comes down to the same reasons for Mexico and why people cruise as well, is because if they have to go by domestic
law
compensation.
Sure.
And so the cost of labor is so much greater than it is when you get on a cruise ship where they're not all Americans. That's why the cruise ships aren't flagged with the American flag.
Right.
And when you get to Mexico, they don't have the same compensation level. So I think that's the primary reason at this point.
Number 7 on this week's Weekly Travel Alert of the list of the top 10 domestic locations that have been searched for travel during the months of June, July, and August is none other than Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Always one of the top, and especially, but this is in the summer.
This is summer. That's why I'm kind of surprised by a couple of these, just based on, that's not a go for me, and I guess up to each their own, but when it's 110 degrees outside, last thing I want to go do is lay on the hot sand in the sun.
Yeah. Well, those are the ones that I think some people still want to just go sun and fun, regardless of when it is.
Yeah,
they want
well,
to get out.
And there's, you know, based on this list, a couple of these, you're going for the cultural aspect or the nightlife.
Yeah.
Which Miami is a nightlife.
Well, speaking of that, I was going to say number 6 is Miami.
So you could go to Fort Lauderdale, you could sneak down to the nightlife in Miami.
Yeah.
And then that doesn't start until after I'm asleep. You know, they open up those clubs at 11 o'clock at night and go until 4 in the morning. So,
oh, my gosh.
So, I mean, if that is what you're looking for, then that would be a reason why Fort Lauderdale and Miami would be up here on the list.
All right. We have a list this of the top searched locations or destinations on Google, June, July, and August for travel those months. Coming up next at number 5 is Los Angeles, the City of Angels. Always a popular, a lot of direct flights there from around the world.
Easily accessible.
Yeah.
Beautiful properties. I mean, there's a whole coastline there that you can pick from. So
You
can tend to find some areas that'll be greater value and some that'll be a little more remote. And so kind of has something to offer everybody.
You know, we just announced this last week that we're going to do a USC Nebraska football tour down to Los Angeles area. We're going to stay in Redondo Beach and just a fun area to take harbor cruises, go to Universal Studios. There's all these things to do in Southern California. And usually you get good sun there, good weather, not much rain either.
No, and that's the thing I think you can get is you can kind of get more of a guarantee than you do at some other locations you could go to. So, yeah, great time and lots of opportunities.
Number 4 on this week's top 10 domestic destinations for the summer months is Seattle. Now, this one really surprised
me. It surprises me as well.
Yeah. You know, Seattle, I've always had it. It's one of my favorite cities. And then came all the political mess and all the demonstrations and take over the city. And, you know, it wasn't safe. I'm not sure it's still the best.
Yeah, we have a friend that owns an agency up there, and she tells her new hires, don't go down to certain areas downtown just because it's not safe.
Yeah, so, I love the fish market. I love that area, kind of an eclectic area. Yeah. And Space Needle and the rock and roll. There's a rock and roll thing there, too, a museum.
Okay.
And so I've always enjoyed that. And then the Chihuly Glass Museum. And that's one of my favorite art glass artwork is the Chihuly Museum. You got to go visit that.
Now, another reason that people might be going to Seattle is then they could cross up into Canada.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, it's a way to get some savings if you wanted to go hit Banff or Vancouver or some of those other fun areas just across the border. So,
yeah, we've taken the train from Seattle up to Vancouver.
Yep.
And so that's an easy way to get to. If you want to cruise out of Vancouver, you can fly. It's cheaper to fly into Seattle usually.
Yep.
Take the train up to Vancouver, see all the bald eagles along the way. So that's Seattle, number 4 on this week's list of the top 10 domestic destinations that people are looking at to travel in June, July, and August. Number 3 on this week's list, always in the top 3, Las Vegas.
Last place I would want to go when it's hot, because you're just surrounded by concrete.
Yeah.
If you're outside.
And neon.
I guess many people that are going that direction, they're probably not going to spend a lot of time outside.
No, they are.
Entertainment. I mean, it is world-class entertainment. It's expensive. I mean, it's not what it was 20 years ago.
Yeah.
I remember going there, getting 4 or 5-star hotels for $79 a night and all the food you could eat for $5. And it's not that anymore. So
And during June, July, and August, it is hot. I remember, you don't remember this, your mother was pregnant with you. We were there in August, and it was 2 in the morning, and it was still 118 degrees mm-hmm. at 2 in the morning. And she was miserable, and I was sitting inside with the air conditioning, so I wasn't too bad.
That's where I would have been as well.
Yeah, you mentioned that the prices have really gone up in Las Vegas, haven't they?
Well, they've done a lot. I mean, it used to be there were sections of the Strip where the hotels were old and run down.
Right.
They've gotten rid of a lot of that just because the value of the land,
yeah.
And they've built up a lot of amazing, beautiful hotels. So,
right.
I mean, there is something if you're into architecture and things like that, there's a lot that you can go and appreciate if you're not in gambling. But, you know, I think that the entertainment down there, going back to that survey I mentioned earlier, you know, one of the other 10 reasons that you would go to certain states was going to sin. And Nevada popped up for the state you would go to sin.
Oh, there we go. Number 2 on this week's list of the top 10 domestic cities that are researched on Google during the months of June, July, and August, destinations to travel to. Doesn't surprise anybody, certainly not you and me, Paul.
No.
It's Orlando. That's pretty Mickey Mouse.
Family destination. You know, why do you travel during the summer? It's because that's when your kids are available.
Uh-huh.
I try to push the limits a little too much, and I get the nasty grams from the school system.
Yeah.
So this is what you got to do to not get those nasty grams.
Yeah, and if you're going to go in the summertime, you're going to be with the mob.
The lines. I mean, it's one of those. The reasons why make sense, but you know, it's one of those you are dealing with still. Heat in Florida, and the mosquitoes are bigger than birds.
Yeah.
And you've got the lines that are crazy.
But there's pretty good hotel prices.
Hotels are abundant, so
yeah.
I think that's the nice thing, is Orlando's been a tourist destination for as long as I can remember. And so, people can still go find a good value. And there's really a lot more to do than just Disney.
Oh, my gosh, Universal Studios.
There's everything that you could think that a family would want to do. You know, there seems like there's a mini golf course on every other corner and things like that. So just the family fun destination.
Yeah, and you've got the aquarium, the Sea World. There we go. And it's in there somewhere, Sea World.
And you're 45 minutes from the beach.
Yeah.
So I think that's the other thing. You get all the family entertainment options, but you can also get over to the water. So, you know, you go do a couple of days in the park and on the concrete and ready to melt, and then you get over to the beach and relax for a little bit. So it is kind of a destination that's got something for the whole family.
And that's where the launching of a lot of the rockets are over on the
– which has been happening a lot recently.
Yeah, a lot. So that's a great – and it's Orlando's always up there, 2 or 3 right in there all the time. We're ready for number 1. I think if people think through it, they're going to say, what's number 1? Probably most people would guess this because of its sheer size. We've already covered Los Angeles, of course, on the other side of the country is number 1. None other than, you guessed it,
New York City.
The Big Apple. And it's... It's so big, it's so grand, it's so messy. It's a little bit of everything.
Yeah. No, it's a great destination. You know, I think part of this probably comes to, you know, there's so much to offer when it comes to food and food,
Broadway. I'm the Broadway guy.
Like for the Broadway stuff. Well, you know, and I enjoy Broadway.
We do a tour every two or three tours a year. The Lincoln Community Playhouse. Yep. Maury Anders there usually sponsors one, goes there and picks out three plays that they go to. They go eat at great places, mm-hmm. see all the new plays or the old plays, and it's just great shopping. It's great. Musicals, drama, food,
sports. I mean, sports, you've got a lot yeah. of sports, so you know it doesn't matter where you're from.
And music, I just watched a concert on PBS, which was Billy Joel
playing Madison Square Garden
100 consecutive months.
Wow,
he was playing. So it's kind of the epicenter. We don't think about it. The epicenter of the world.
Yeah, it really is.
And in the financial districts mm-hmm. and all the things there. Of course, COVID took a big whack at New York City when they lost a lot of people with didn't want the shutdowns and all that stuff. And of course, COVID has caused a lot of the office space to go empty.
Yeah, too. It's still a challenge for New York. But you also got to remember some of the key things, the Statue of Liberty in Ellis Island or a couple of other things. Yes, you got to hold up that torch. But yeah, I mean, there is a lot to see and do. And I've been blessed to have some amazing trips there. And one thing that I've done that, you know, if I was going to do it again, take a helicopter.
What?
And helicopter yeah, over
Mucky
New York
Mac,
City.
Aren't you? Uh-huh.
That was one of the coolest things to see as we were flying over, and there's a game going on in Yankee Stadium, and then you fly around the Statue of Liberty and over Ellis Island, and yeah, just something that it's a once in a lifetime. You know, many yeah. people they'll go to Hawaii and they'll do things like that, but New York from up above is something that is incomprehensible.
Well, you know, I usually fly into Newark mm-hmm. because I'm a United guy. I usually go on. Lincoln, Chicago, Newark, and then I got a taxi in. But mm-hmm. in 2 years, ladies and gentlemen, they're going to have e-copters that literally take you from Newark to downtown. Won't that be cool?
We'll see how that works because I don't know where they're going to land all these things.
That's true.
The Grand Central Station for the air.
Paul, after this list, I've come up with the takeaways from okay. this list, my observations. Here they are. Takeaway number one. San Francisco is the big loser this year. They have fallen out of the top 10 list of domestic cities people are researching on Google for summer travel. San Francisco's been a mess. They don't know how to have law and order. People are not going to go into that cesspool that used to be probably one of the best cities.
It was a top 5 or 10
in the
year.
World.
Yeah,
not
yeah,
only
so.
It's fallen completely off this list. And so hopefully the politicians can get their act together in San Francisco, California, and we can rediscover that wonderful city down at the pier, doing the
ferry over to Alcatraz, the cable cars.
Going to Buena Vista and having the coffee.
Irish coffee.
Irish
the home
coffee.
Of the Irish coffee.
Home of the Irish coffee. We always used to do FAMs there.
They don't open for breakfast until 9 o'clock in the morning, which is still mind-boggling.
Yeah, that's like noon on the East Coast. Okay. Takeaway number two on this week's list. 8 of the 10 largest cities by population did not make the list. Get this. Chicago, Houston, Phoenix, Philadelphia, San Antonio, San Diego, Dallas, and Jacksonville. Okay, these large cities, they got problems. Mm-hmm. People don't want to go there.
Well, some of them are under – well, a lot of them make sense, I guess.
Well, Phoenix, you know, when it's 120.
Houston, Phoenix, San Antonio, those are hot. Dallas. But then, yeah, others that kind of points out some other issues. Chicago yeah. is kind of one where used to be similar to New York as far as what it had to offer. But there is a safety concern now when it comes to Chicago. So,
takeaway number three, why did San Diego not make the list? They got perfect weather. It's a fun city. I know it's hot, but usually it's cooler there. It's that's what hot heat keeps people away from Phoenix and Dallas and San Antonio. Philly is hot and humid. Chicago is messy and hot. Who even thinks of Jacksonville as a destination? Okay. Why didn't San Diego make it? They should have been on there.
I don't know. That's one of those, unless it's something where the media and the press has made it so people don't feel like they would be safe, similar to San Francisco. I mean, that's kind of the question in my mind is it have a similar view to what people see with problems in San Francisco right now? Because I was there for a meeting within the last 6 months and I didn't see it. So, you know, like I've had meetings in San Francisco and it's very visible. So I felt like it was over pushed in the media compared to what my actual experience
was. Well, you know, if it bleeds, it leads in the media. So they're going to make it bleed, even if it doesn't bleed. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this week's edition of the Weekly Travel Alert, sponsored by Executive Travel. I'm Steve Glenn. This is Paul Glenn, and he's going to tell you how to press bing, bang, boom. Right, Paul?
Like, subscribe, share, and add any comments below so we can hit on topics that are of interest to you in a future episode. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you next week.